listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week,
Peace Talk with the Tundra Women's Coalition. Good morning. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. My name's Gabby Salgado, and I'm joined this morning by Taylor Finley over the phone. Good morning, Taylor. Hello?
Gabby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry for that awkward pause. Good morning.
Good morning. Today we are joined by Tundra Women's Coalition. We're talking about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Do you want to jump right in there, Taylor?
Sure. Hi, my name's Taylor. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm the Youth Services Manager over at Tundra Women's Coalition. So we're already at the end of January, which is so wild. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So we call that TDVAM or TDVAM, and that is the month of February nationally in the United States. And Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is a time to sort of focus in on what exactly that means. What? Oh, so teen dating violence is defined as the physical, sexual, psychological, or emotional aggression within a dating relationship and includes stalking. It can occur in person or electronically and might occur between a current or a former dating partner. And for teen dating violence, I think it's really important to get this statistic out that 1 in 3 adolescents, so that's people between the ages of 12 and 18 in the United States, is a victim of physical, sexual, or emotional verbal abuse from a dating partner before they become adults. So that teen dating violence range, that 12 to 18, a third of young people in relationships are experiencing that type of violence before they ever hit adulthood. So the focus of Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is to sort of shed light on that problem, look at why, look at a little bit of regionally specific data and how that's affecting teens in our region, and look at some things that we as community members can do to empower youth and to be positive supports in helping to reduce those rates of teen dating violence in our community. So yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at overall. February, there are lots of events going on nationally in the state of Alaska, and we'll talk a little bit about our Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month activities in Bethel happening in February. So like I mentioned, about nationally, about a third of young people in relationships report experiencing some kind of intimate partner violence before they turn 18. And nearly half, the latest statistic I saw was 43% of college age women report experiencing violent and abusive dating behaviors. So we're looking at aiming to educate young people on that prevalence and figuring out what we can do to prevent it. I think in Alaska specifically, it's important to look at how that statistic looks for us. So I'm looking at data from what's called the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey. And every other year, the whole state of Alaska reaches out to school districts across the state and asks questions of youth of, you know, what's happening in your life? What have you experienced? And our data shows that in the state of Alaska, of people currently in high school, 7% of Alaskan teens who have dated have been physically hurt by someone they dated in the past year. So that's really recent and relevant data. So that's 7% of the whole state of Alaska. But the statistic that I think is really important for us in the YK Delta is that specifically in the Bethel census area, 15% of students who dated have reported being physically hurt by someone they dated. So that's over double the amount of their peers in Alaska. Also looking at the statistic of if a teen has ever been physically forced into having sexual intercourse. Across the state, that statistic is 8%, where in Bethel, that statistic is 12%. And then lastly, among students in Alaska who dated that physically forced to do sexual things by someone they dated in the past year, so within the last calendar year, 6% of students across Alaska reported being physically forced to do sexual things by someone they dated. And in Bethel, 8% of students reported that. So we're looking at much higher numbers in Bethel than even across the state of Alaska, which has some of the highest teen dating violence statistics in the United States.
And Taylor, I'm just going to jump in and ask a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, I don't know if this is like, is there a reason, is there something that we as a community can do to reduce these numbers that are higher than the rest of the state?
Sure. What's really important when we're looking at rates of violence across the board, the Southwest region of Alaska is higher in almost all forms of violence as reported by people living here. And when we sort of break that down, there's a huge overlap between, access to resources like food and shelter and money and access to education, the amount of young people attending school. And the lower access is to things like education, basic needs, and things like that, the higher rates of violence are. There's this like really intrinsic correlation between people being safe and secure and being well provided for, and instances of violence occurring. So I think one of the most important things to help reduce those rates over time is A, conversations like this, access to the information, knowing the facts and being able to talk about them openly. Teen dating violence is a scary thing to sort of just bring up. And when things are scary to talk about, sometimes they sort of fall into the shadows and don't have that light shine on them. So talking about the problems and knowing these statistics and making it normal to talk about the fact that these things are happening in our community is sort of the first step in shedding light and bringing rates down. Secondly, as community members, learning to advocate. So since we know that violence is so related to other, policy problems like access to housing, like access to food, being really informed about what's going on in our community, in our state, and in our country, and speaking up, because we know that the better that life is for people, the more resources that we have access to, the more equitable living is, the less violence happens. So, in a region like the YK Delta, where we do have high rates of poverty and high rates of high school dropout, looking at what affects those things and how we can be advocates to support policies and programs that bring down those other rates of things help us to lower violence over time.
Amazing. So looking at different ways of prevention and things like outside of the home or outside of the dating life that have an effect on people as a whole to then mm-hmm. narrow it down, I feel like.
Absolutely. And also when we're talking about teen dating violence specifically, in the advocacy world, we look at like social norms. What is normal? What do people understand dating is supposed to be like? Relationships are supposed to look like? And some negative social norms really do impact people's understanding of what relationships look like. One I point to a lot is that old saying that is long disproved, but like if a little kid hit someone in class, it's like, oh, he likes you. It means he has a crush on you. And that's that social norm that sort of justifies violence in a relationship setting before children are ever at an age that they would be in a relationship. It's the formation of those ideas that violence is acceptable in a relationship that sort of solidified in the minds of young people who grow into adults, who grow into leaders. And one of the most important things about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is looking at those social norms, challenging those misguided beliefs, and being really open about talking about, no, hitting is never a form of positive communication. Hands are never involved in healthy, positive relationships. Learning to identify those red flags, or learning to recognize those largely held understandings and challenge them, is really what we're looking to do during Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Absolutely. You mentioned, like, finding someone and talking about it with someone. And I know from just, like, even the simplest emotion to express, it can be very difficult to talk to someone about things that are difficult or things that might seem, you know, taboo or scary. Are there, like, ways that you have found to help make people feel more comfortable if you're trying to talk to someone, or if you are that someone who wants to talk to someone about what they're experiencing? What is the best way to encourage someone to feel more comfortable in the situation that is happening?
Sure. So one of my go-to sayings is that we as community members have to flex our say something muscles. You know, advocacy is a skill that develops. It's the practice of learning information. So I'll give you all a whole list of places where you can learn more about this. So sort of step one is recognizing that there is a personal responsibility in reducing violence and taking the accepting the onus to educate yourself and have the information available. You know, we just talked about that one in three young people will experience some sort of intimate partner violence before they turn 18. Well, now everyone listening is empowered with that information, and you can start practicing. You can start flexing your say something muscles and make sure you share that information with someone else, whether that's on social media, whether that's in a conversation with a family member. There are so many small, accessible ways to just simply make it normal to say, hey, isn't it really messed up that one in three people experience dating violence as a child? And shining that light and just having that open dialogue is really the first step in creating a healthier social norm overall. Secondly, you know, knowing the resources, knowing the information and what's happening is sort of step one. But then step two is, as a community member, making sure you know what people can do when they need help, where you can go when you need help. And we'll talk here in a minute about a couple of resources that are teen specific. Sort of the call to action for Teen Dating Violence Awareness is knowing yourself, what you can do to be a safe, supportive adult, and then knowing where you can direct someone who needs more support is the best way to be a community advocate to support young people who are experiencing these high rates of violence.
Absolutely. And I feel like, and we talked about this the last Peace Talk last month, but knowing the stats and knowing you're not alone, I feel like, is very important. Mm-hmm. To be like, sometimes things like this, situations, you find yourself alone, or you feel like you've been isolated and mm-hmm. this is happening to you, but unfortunately, I mean, we see the statistics and we know that this is not an isolated incident, and there's resources and help out there that are available to everybody, no matter what your situation is. Like,
absolutely. And I think really pointing out that the silence and the isolation, those are tools of people perpetrating violence. It is really intentional that no one talks about what's happening to them. It's really intentional that people feel removed from their friends and family. And the best way to combat silence is by speaking up. And the best way to combat isolation is by, you know, being there. So again, just like speaking openly, even if you haven't experienced something like teen dating violence or domestic violence, speaking openly sort of paves a safe way for more people to speak up, for it to be normal, to combat those intentional isolations and intentional silences. Make it so normal. It's just as comfortable as asking what the weather is, making sure someone's safe in their relationship, you know?
Absolutely. And then being an adult and being there to support, in this instance, teens who might be experiencing domestic violence, knowing this and being willing to talk about it is also, like, so important, because this is not a conversation that often comes up. I didn't know these statistics, and to know them and to recognize them and to be able to communicate them more with people, I think, is so important. And so it's great to be having these conversations, to be getting the information out there, so that everyone can be an advocate for young people who, you know, 13% here in Bethel, that's, I mean, any percent is too much.
It is a large percentage, yeah, of people at BRHS right now experiencing it. I think it's super important to drive home, like, these aren't theoretical numbers. These aren't things that are happening somewhere else. This survey information is coming from students at school right now, and really focusing on our power as community members to be spokespeople and support people, lifting up voices and making sure young people have safe spaces to speak up, to share their experiences. And what's really important is to make sure young people know that they are trusted and they are listened to. A lot of the information that I hear working with teens is that they're afraid their family or their teachers might not take them seriously. They might get disregarded. And as a community, making sure that we're there, we have this information, and that we're listening and we're responding actively, that we take steps to empower young people to speak up and share their stories and be at the head of the table, leading conversations about how they want to be safe, how they see these positive changes happening. Another really powerful tool that we as adults have is the power to model safe relationships. I think, you know, as community members, we all pay way more attention to each other than is perhaps, like, conscious. And modeling healthy behavior and relationships when you're, you know, at a family event or at the grocery store, you know, if you're speaking softly and you are exhibiting respect and you are treating people well, modeling that behavior provides, again, that sort of roadmap for people who might not know what a safe, healthy relationship is. Being able to see that in the community, having the power to be that model, that role model, is hugely impactful and a privilege and a responsibility that we as adult community members really need to be aware of.
Absolutely. Let's jump into some of the resources that are available to teens, to adults, to help support and bring awareness to teen dating violence.
Absolutely. So specifically in Bethel, of course, if anyone is experiencing violence of any age, violence of any kind, TWC is, of course, a safe place to call and ask for help. We're sort of the most local resource, and if someone's experiencing an emergency, contacting TWC is a great resource to be aware of. specifically for teen dating violence, my favorite resource is loveisrespect.org. So they have a teen-specific helpline that their advocates are specifically trained to speak with young people. There's a call line, a chat line, and a text line. I can list those numbers, but loveisrespect.org, in addition to having the helpline, just has a wealth of resources where teens can sort of self-evaluate the relationships they're in. There are some really helpful tools that, you know, give teens the opportunity to go through, like, I'm experiencing this, and like sort of follow a tree of, my partner is checking my phone all the time. Is this healthy or unhealthy behavior? And the website sort of guides teens through an education resource that says, no, this kind of behavior isn't healthy. Here are some tools that can help you have a conversation about that with your partner. Or if someone is in an unsafe situation, utilize this call line or chat line or text line to speak specifically with someone about how to find safety in the situation you're in. So there's both the sort of like theoretical assistance, the like information and resource tree that helps people learn a little bit more about what healthy relationships look like or what red flags and green flags look like in relationships. But there's also specific one-on-one support for people going through anything that is available 24/7, 365. So the call line for loveisrespect.org is 1-866-331-9474. On their website, loveisrespect.org, they also have a chat window. And in that chat window, there is a button where you can immediately exit out of the page. There's some really enhanced safety features to make sure online that's a safe place if maybe you're on a public computer or something like that. Loveisrespect.org also has a text line, and to access that, you text in all caps, love is one word, to the number 22522. And all of that information is available again on loveisrespect.org. In Alaska specifically, there is a really amazing statewide organization called Alaska Teens Against Abuse. So on Alaska Teens Against Abuse website, they have a specific place, page on their website about teen dating violence. They list the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault helpline. They list the 988 mental health crisis and suicide hotline. And they also provide education resources. On that Alaska Teens Against Abuse website, that's alaskateensagainstabuse.org, their Get Educated section has sections for learning about healthy and unhealthy relationships, places for adults about why adult support matters, and then specific resources for teens about safety planning, which we talked about last month. So looking at the safety plans and how being a teen, being a minor, impacts the considerations you need when you're developing that safety plan. So looking at alaskateensagainstabuse.org, they also have a section on their website called Teens Speak Up. And when we're talking about advocacy, as adults in the community, it's even more important to look at where teens are coming from. What information are teens putting out? What are young people saying? And uplifting those messages and listening. So on Alaska Teens Against Abuse website, they have their Teen Speak Up area, a page on their website, and you can find educational videos that are made by Alaskan teens. So Alaska Teens Against Abuse have their own series of consent education videos. And also on their website, they feature TAV, our local violence prevention group. That's Teens Acting Against Violence. TAV has worked with KYUK to make public service announcements about what consent looks like, about what healthy relationships look like. And a great way to help get this message out, a great way to empower yourself and teens and everyone in the community is to go seek out these youth-led, youth-specific education sources and share them. Make it so normal to see a video of teens from Bethel talking about what consent means and what their relationships look like when they're healthy. That's one I really like to send people to, because it's one thing coming from me as an adult service provider on the radio. The impact is so much larger when you're seeing videos of teens written by teens, sort of aimed at other teens about why they think this is so important and how this information applies directly to young people in school right now.
Absolutely. I think those videos are amazing. Working with the teens and watching them get very, you know, invested in what they are saying and the stories that they're telling and how important it was to them to to be the ones providing this information. And I think, you know, as someone who, you know, watched adults talk about a lot of things growing up, I feel like hearing from your peers, specifically about harder things to talk about, helps make people feel more comfortable, makes people feel like they, well, they can do it in the video, then I can do it myself as well.
Absolutely. And the teens in Bethel and the teens in our region are leaders. They're educated, they are smart, and they can tell you exactly what the problem is, exactly what they need, and exactly how they think it should be fixed. So as adults, when we're having conversations about what violence prevention is, how to prevent teen dating violence, it's not only important that young people are at the table, it's that young people are the leaders of this movement. They are the owners of their own experience. Just last night, at Bethel City Council meeting, one of our TAV teens spoke to City Council about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. They sat in front of the whole City Council and spoke really beautifully about why it's important and what they've experienced. And because this young person spoke up and was empowered to share their experience, they were able to get a proclamation passed with the City of Bethel that officially marks February as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month for the whole city of Bethel. So, you know, finding ways to pave that path and make those advocacy opportunities and youth participation easy and exciting. Young people know and they want to be heard. And so finding those ways to validate and support and make sure their voices are centered when we're talking about teen dating violence is so important.
Are there any resources as adults that we can turn to help support teens as they navigate and as they become advocates themselves?
Absolutely. So on that Alaska Teens Against Abuse website, there's a section that is called Why Adult Support Matters. So there's a resource called Askable Adult from the Vermont Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, I believe is what it's called. And it's a really helpful resource on, you know, conversation topics like how to be approachable, like what information to talk about. On that website, there's a whole section on developmental relationships. So educating yourself as an adult about how relationships develop and when in a child's life they start learning and understanding certain behaviors. Having that information for ourselves helps us to understand sort of what stage of development young people are at and what maybe they understand as healthy or unhealthy. And that helps us sort of educate and respond to questions in an appropriate manner. There's also on that Alaska Teens Against Abuse, there's a safety planning for teens document that adults should familiarize themselves with. Like, how can you help empower whether a teen is your child, whether you are a teacher, whether you are, you know, someone who works with youth at during sports or after school activities, knowing like if someone comes to you and says, you know, my boyfriend is doing this or that, or I don't feel safe going home because this or that, having a safety planning tool and resource and being able to talk through it with someone and help them make concrete step-by-step plans of how they can access help and support is one of the most powerful resources we have. So again, that Alaska Teens Against Abuse website, if you're an adult wondering what you can do, teens put together these resources and teens want you to go and look at them. So please, please take the time to go read through and make sure you understand how to use those resources.
Absolutely. And there are a few events happening in Bethel this coming month that center around Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening and how we can spread the word?
Absolutely. So just sort of for 2026 in general, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, through loveisrespect.org and other national partners, every year there's a different sort of theme, a different specific thing to look at. And this year, the theme is Real Love Respects. So on loveisrespect.org, they say that this year's theme cuts through the noise by focusing on what real love should look like. In a world full of mixed messages, this theme centers around one truth. Respect is non-negotiable. It empowers youth to recognize harmful patterns early and to expect more from love. Because respect is everything. It's earned, it's honest, and it never makes you question your worth. Remember, if it's real, it's respectful. So real love respects is what we're focusing on all throughout February with Teens Acting Against Violence and throughout Bethel. So first of all, I mentioned, but the month of February officially with the city of Bethel has been proclaimed as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. That's really exciting because it adds legitimacy to the young people speaking up about these issues. Having city council and our city officials recognizing and understanding this topic was sort of our step one. Next, all throughout the month of February, are the PSAs I mentioned, those public service announcements about consent and healthy relationships, will be on the air at KYUK. Almost every single day, either on AM, FM, or on TV, you'll be able to hear Teens Acting Against Violence teens speaking out and explaining what their understanding of consent and healthy relationships is. So definitely tune into KYUK all throughout February. Support our teens there. On February 6th, Teens Acting Against Violence, or TAV, is partnering with SWAG, Southwest Alaska Arts Group, for their First Friday gallery. SWAG is hosting the Heart Gallery, and it's a, you know, Valentine's Day celebration. And in Valentine's Day, you know, we're looking at relationships, and it was the perfect opportunity for TAV teens who are incredibly artistic and engaged to work on some artwork. So they will have their own section of the gallery on First Friday, February 6th at the Cultural Center that's focused on love and respect. And they will be there providing resources on teen dating violence and sort of what that looks like and how their art can work as an advocacy tool. So please join us at that Heart Gallery on February 6th at the Cultural Center at 5 o'clock p.m. There'll be lots of other amazing artwork as well, but really look out for those TAV folks showing their art and speaking up about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And then lastly, on the schedule for February, on February 10th, across the United States and across Alaska, every year there is a Wear Orange Day. Orange is the color that sort of represents teen dating violence awareness. It's a way to stand with youth across Alaska and raise awareness about teen dating violence. By wearing orange, we show our support for prevention, healthy relationships, and the voices of young people leading change in their communities. So on February 10th, make sure you wear orange and let young people in the community know that you're here and you're listening and you're here in the violence prevention effort with us.
Thank you for sharing all those. And if people want to learn more or about what's going on here in Bethel, are there resources that they can turn to get that information?
Absolutely. So the best place to learn more about what Teens Acting Against Violence is up to, what events we're participating in, how you can support teens, is to follow us on Facebook. That's Teens Acting Against Violence. Or on Instagram, which is at Teens Acting Against Violence. We share everything that we're up to and create events on our social media platforms. If any teens that's ages 12 through 18 are interested in getting involved or participating in our TAV after school program, they can reach out to us on those social media platforms, or they can reach out to TWC and ask for me, that's Taylor Finley, and I can share more information about how to get involved with TAV. Any adults listening, maybe you work somewhere that wants to be more community involved. Maybe you have resources like crafting supplies, or you have an event that you think would be interesting. Well, TWC also hosts the Violence Prevention Coalition. We meet quarterly with community partners all across City of Bethel, and if you're interested in joining us in this work, helping us plan these types of events, being positive mentors and getting this kind of information out, please contact TWC and ask about joining our Bethel Violence Prevention Coalition.
Yeah, I think the Violence Prevention Coalition is really doing great work, and TAV definitely, I think, focusing on prevention, you know, at the start is so important, and to see teens out there leading that movement it's amazing.
Yep. Early education is our most powerful tool to prevent violence, and all of our research shows that peer-driven education is the most impactful. So help support us, support the young people out there working to make our community safer, to reduce those rates of violence every single week.
Before we wrap up for today, could you give us the resources just very quickly, the numbers and the
Sure.
websites that people can go to get information if you're a teen or if you're an adult?
Absolutely. So, one second. I lost my number pulled up on my computer. So the first resource always is our Tundra Women's Coalition Crisis Line. So if you or a teen or anyone is experiencing crisis or needs support in a situation that involves any kind of violence, call our crisis line at 1-800-478-7799 or local 907-543-3456. That's for Tundra Women's Coalition, local in Bethel. If you have immediate crisis needs, our advocates are always there to support you. For teens who have questions about their relationships, who are curious about what healthy relationships look like, or who need support in an unsafe relationship, look to loveisrespect.org. That's that website where we have the step-by-step sort of instructions of figuring out whether your relationship is healthy. And if you need support, that Love is Respect helpline. The helpline is 1-866-331-9474 or text love is to 22522. And lastly, please check out AlaskaTeensAgainstAbuse.org. There we have the teen-driven messaging all across the state of Alaska that you can share on socials. And also all of the resources for adults who want to help empower and advocate on behalf of young people. Check out all of the resources we talked about, like the relationship toolkit, the safety plan, and all of those PSA videos at AlaskaTeensAgainstAbuse.org.
Thank you, Taylor, for sharing all that, all those resources and information. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up for today?
No, I'll just say one more time, remember to join us February 6th at 5 p.m. for our Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month art gallery, and please wear orange on February 10th and share something you learned by listening today with someone in your community. Together, we're the ones who can drive down these high rates of violence in our communities, and taking these small steps is how we all work together to make it happen.
Great. Thank you so much. To you and to TWC for coming on Wellness Wednesday, and catch your show next month.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org, or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.